Good evening. My name is Benjamin. If I haven't met you yet, I'm one of the pastors here at Sunbury City Church. And we're so happy that you've all joined us this evening to celebrate the birth of our Savior. Celebrate light shattering the darkness, as we just heard. Celebrate the one who is mighty, almighty, God himself, doing great things, not for himself, but for his people. So that's what we're celebrating this evening, and it's my joy to lead us in a brief meditation on a passage of scripture from the birth story. So we'll be in Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 32, and if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to turn there with me. If you don't have a Bible, you might be able to find one in a seat back in front of you. We'll be on page 805 of those Bibles. This is Luke 2, 25 to 32. Hear now the word of God. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." This is God's word to us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. So, Father, we pray, we ask that as the Holy Spirit opened Simeon's eyes to see, to embrace, to rejoice in your Son Jesus, the Christ, our salvation, we pray that you would do the same for us this evening. May our eyes see your glory in a baby, born to die so that we might be saved and live. Open our eyes to see and our heart to embrace and to rejoice in Jesus, God in flesh. For it is in his awesome name that we pray. Amen. Well, in these first two chapters of Luke's gospel, Luke punctuates the birth story of Jesus with four songs. And I think the first three tend to be maybe a little bit more known, a little bit more recognized. They've come to be known by their first words in Latin. So you have Mary's song after she comes to see her cousin Elizabeth. And she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And she sings a song that's known as the Magnificat. Zechariah's song starts with, "Blessed be the Lord of Israel." That's come to be known as Benedictus. And then we have the angel song to the shepherds tending their flock in Bethlehem. "Gloria in excelsis Deo." You probably recognize that one. You hear it in we sing it in the Christmas hymn, "Angels We Have Heard on High." And what we're singing when we sing "Gloria in excelsis Deo" is "Glory to God in the highest." That's what those words mean. So we're singing with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest." But there is a fourth one, which I think probably is a little bit less known. And it's Simeon's song, which is what we looked at today. It also has a Latin name, Nunc Dimittis. So now, if you want to sound smart or fancy, you can refer to these songs by their Latin names. But that's Simeon's song. And if you've been with us Some of you have been with us the last 4 weeks as we've done our Advent series. We're working our way through these first two chapters of Luke, and it seemed fitting to do Simeon's song this evening. One is because this is the next thing that happens in Luke in our series. But I think more than that, it makes sense because it gives us a really beautiful picture of the right response to Jesus' birth. So what does it look like to see Jesus rightly and respond appropriately? And that's what Luke shows us with Simeon's response to Jesus. And we also have all these themes of Christmas that we think about, especially during this season. So hope and fulfillment and salvation, worship, light, glory, they're all in Simeon's song. So it's packed full of all these things. So it's a great one to look at when we're celebrating Christmas. So I want to look at how Luke gives us a snapshot of Simeon and Jesus together and how we would see that snapshot and think, well, how should we respond as we think about the birth of Jesus at this time? What does it look like? What does it look like when you see Jesus for who he is? We all have seen nativity scenes probably. We've all heard maybe about the baby Jesus born in the manger. But what does it look like when we see Jesus for who he really is? So in our text, Mary and Joseph, they've brought their baby Jesus not long after his birth to the temple to dedicate him to God, as God's law required them to do. And at the temple, we meet this elderly, godly man named Simeon. And Luke presents Simeon as a faithful believer. He's following God. And when he shows us Simeon's response to baby Jesus, he's telling his readers, so he's telling us, see Jesus the way Simeon saw Jesus. Experience the feelings, the emotions that Simeon felt when he saw this baby, Jesus. So that's what I want to look at. What do we see in faithful Simeon? And I think when you read the passage, probably the most prominent thing we see is Simeon's sense of peace, of fulfillment, of comfort. We're told that he's been waiting for the consolation or comfort of Israel. It says that in verse 25. And when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus into the temple, and Simeon sees the baby and he takes him up in his arms. And what does he say? He says, "Now I can depart in peace." When he looks at Jesus and he holds Jesus, He feels his hopes, his dreams, his expectations, they're all fulfilled in Jesus. Simeon is at peace now and ready to face eternity because he has seen and embraced Jesus. It's almost as if he's been walking around in a desert for day after day, month after month, year after year. Thirsty, dreaming, hoping, looking for that big glass of cool water that will quench his thirst. What will satisfy this longing that he's had? And now the long-expected Jesus arrives, and Simeon takes him up, and what does he say? "Now I'm at peace. Now I have full peace. I have fulfillment, I have rest, I have satisfaction in my heart." We all long for different things. Simeon was longing for what he saw in Jesus. What are you longing for? Do you feel that unsatisfied hunger, that unquenched thirst in your life? Are you still looking for that which will really satisfy your deepest longings? Simeon shows us where true and lasting fulfillment of our innermost yearnings can be found. They're found in Jesus. Jesus later, when he's adult, would invite all those around him. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you long for rest? If you're here this evening and you don't know that rest, you feel that deep hunger, that hunger in your soul, in the bottoms of your heart, that thirst that nothing seems to satisfy no matter what you try, God holds out Jesus to you this evening. Right now, even, God holds out his son Jesus to you. Satisfaction, fulfillment, rest, peace, everything that Simeon felt when he embraced Jesus and saw who he was. If you would receive it, you could say with Simeon now, "I have peace. My longing, my unquenchable thirst has been satisfied." And if you're a believer here and you know Jesus, my encouragement to you this evening is to remember what you have in Christ. Remember the rest you have in Christ. I think Christmas is so often filled up with busyness, right? Running around from meals and get-togethers and excitement and presents. And there's also often painful reminders of broken relationships and lost loved ones. And I'd encourage you to remember all of who God is for you in Christ. As the psalmist says in Psalm 116, he says, "Return, O my soul, to your rest." Why? For the Lord has dealt bountifully to you. Simeon felt peace. He felt rest. He felt his hungers, his yearnings fulfilled because of what he saw in this little baby boy that he held in his arms. Babies are precious, aren't they? I have a 7-month-old, and he's very precious. They're cute, tiny hands, tiny feet, full of wonder, full of potential. We're naturally drawn to them just to look at them. But when Simeon took up baby Jesus in his arms, it wasn't the cuteness and the tenderness and the preciousness of a baby that gave him peace. It was what Simeon saw in the baby when he held him in his arms. When Simeon looked at Jesus, what did he see? He saw salvation. He saw light. He saw glory. Do you see that? If you look at our text, verse 30, why is Simeon at peace? He says, because my eyes have seen your salvation. He says, light to the Gentiles, glory to Israel. Is that what you see in Jesus at Christmas? Simeon saw salvation. Now, this wasn't a temporal salvation from some sort of earthly or physical problem he had. It wasn't salvation from a political enemy, salvation from some physical ailment, salvation from some problem at work or problem in the family. Simeon was nearing the end of his life. Where was his mind at? His mind was on eternity. What comes next? And as his mind was on eternity, nearing the end of his life, he looked at Jesus, and a glorious, sturdy, unmovable peace gripped him as he looked on this baby Jesus. He saw salvation, not just temporary salvation, eternal salvation. Simeon's forever future unshakably secured. And this is true. This is true for anyone who would place their faith in Jesus for salvation from their sins. Certain future forever in the presence of God. Simeon saw salvation. He saw light when he looked at Jesus. No more dwelling in the hopeless darkness of sin, away from God's presence. Jesus is the brilliant, bright light that forever banishes our darkness. Simeon saw glory when he looked at Jesus. The author of Hebrews writes it beautifully. He writes that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God. Jesus is where the glory of God shines most brightly. And this is what we are to see when we turn our minds to Jesus at Christmas time. Fullness of God and helpless babe, as that song goes. Salvation, light, glory. That's what Simeon saw when he held Jesus. What do you see when you see Jesus? Well, what else do we see in Simeon's response to Jesus? Simeon shows us worship. Simeon's song is a song of worship and confidence in God. Luke tells us that Simeon took baby Jesus in his arms and he blessed God. And then he addressed his song to God. And this is where all the wonders, the glories of Christmas ultimately should be taking us. We see salvation, we see light, we see glory. When we receive Jesus and we see him as he is, we receive his peace, his fulfillment, his rest, his satisfaction of our longings. And all of these wonderful God-given mercies are meant to not stop there. They're beautiful gifts from God, but they're meant to take us to the giver of those gifts, God himself. We receive the gifts and we praise God for his steadfast love in giving his son to rescue his people from the darkness. We praise God that he came and took on flesh himself to be born as a helpless babe, so that one day he would die on a cross for the sins of his people. We praise God that he sends his spirit to open our eyes so that we can see Jesus for who he is and cherish him rightly. This is ultimately where Christmas takes us. Awe-filled thankfulness and worship to God for his unimaginably great grace and mercy that he pours out on us in the giving of his son. Do you see it? Do you see Jesus as Simeon saw him? Well, lastly, in Simeon, we see longing. And this is interesting because wasn't his longing and his yearning all quenched when he held Jesus? He was hoping in God. He was waiting expectantly for Jesus. But I think longing is important for us to see here. We see longing all the time at Christmas, don't we? You just look at a child and you see longing leading up to Christmas. When? How many more days till Christmas? Yeah. We know someone is longing right now. It's almost as if they're vibrating with excitement when that day will come. It's the only day that they hop out of bed early. Why? Why? Longing. Hopeful expectation. Hopeful expectation of what? To celebrate the incarnation of Christ, right? Well, presents too, but longing, excitement. We see it in the kids. Simeon was longing, hoping, waiting expectantly on God. And we too long. We too hope. We too wait. Our longing is different than Simeon's longing. Simeon was in the dark still. He was waiting for the light of Christ to dawn. He knew that God was going to show up and bring salvation, but he wasn't sure how it was all going to happen. He just knew God was coming and salvation was coming. And when he saw Jesus, he knew this is it. But he was still somewhat in the dark about how it was all going to work out. For us, for those who have placed their faith in Christ, the light of Christ has already come to us. Christ has come. He's brought us out of darkness into light, forever saved us from our sins. So we get to joyfully celebrate the arrival of Christ, the arrival of the light at Christmas. And this celebration of Christ's first arrival should intensify our longing and our eager expectation for his second. We wait, we expectantly long for the day when Christ will return for his own and right every wrong and wipe every tear away. We proclaim Christ has come at Christmas, and we eagerly wait when he will come again. Simeon saw Jesus for who he was, the answer to our greatest need, the Savior given by God to rescue his people from their sins, to give them light, to give them peace, to give them joy, and ultimately to give his people himself, the greatest gift of all. That's what Simeon saw. What do you see? When you see the nativity decorations and the scenes of the birth of Christ around the city and people's homes, as your mind is turned to a little baby in a manger on Christmas, what do you see? What goes through your mind? And my prayer is that God would give you, give all of us eyes to see as Simeon saw. That we, like Simeon, would see Jesus, we would receive him, we'd embrace him, we'd see him as meeting our deepest, greatest need, we'd see him as the satisfaction of our deepest hunger. And as Simeon's eyes looked forward to eternity, as his mind thought about the end of his mortal life and on to an eternity, what did he have at that moment? He had complete rest, complete peace. Imagine that. How was Simeon able to have that? Because he had seen salvation in the face of Jesus Christ. Is that what you see? Well, my prayer and my encouragement for us this evening is that we would see, that we would embrace, that we would rejoice in Jesus Christ and all that he is for us this Christmas. Let's pray.